One trait that I hold near and dear to my heart is the art of procrastination. Putting off the most important tasks till the very last second, doing absolutely anything in my power to keep me from writing that paper or doing that tedious packet. I find myself doing anything else, including things I would normally otherwise do, such as cleaning out my car or the occasional 5-mile run. So I wouldn't say that I'm lazy or anything. I just tend to occupy my time with a little bit more of a mindless activity. And it's not that I dread school either. I actually really enjoy school. The situation generally starts out when being assigned a research project or essay. Then my teacher proceeds to deem it impossible to do the night before, and it triggers something in my brain. My subconscious starts chanting over and over again, challenge accepted. And even though I was filled with exhaustion on the day it's due, I've been able to complete a majority of those assignments overnight. So knowing a little bit about my history of procrastination, I've come up with a few tips, tricks, and revelations that help you out as well. The first thing you need to do when pushing responsibilities off is always contemplate the reasons that make procrastination an essential step to add to your daily routine. This is going to reassure you what you're doing is acceptable. And I know there are many individuals in this world who value this whole worship of time management. Telling you pushing off your responsibilities is an abysmal decision or your worst enemy, I'm here to tell you that that might not necessarily be true, at least not for every individual. By separating your mind from the strict concepts of work or school, you have immense freedom to come up with an abundance of thought-provoking ideas that can later inspire art, writing, projects, and it broadens your overall creativity. And procrastination is the perfect tool when you have an important decision to be made. It gives you time to weigh out the pros and the cons. Now, have you ever thought about the fact, in all actuality, it makes you a better problem solver and a more strategic thinker? When it comes down to the very last second, I find any way in my power to solve my problem, even if it means pulling an all-nighter, or two, or maybe even three. But let's be real, what's a true high school experience without a couple of those? One of the many reasons I've taken on such a dense course load throughout high school is I value a superb challenge. I mean, what's a better thrill than completing a 10-page paper in under 2 hours? Then you submit it just 1 minute before it's due. A couple of days go by, and you receive that paper back in class with a substantial A plastered in the top left corner. Then your teacher proceeds to rip that paper back out of your hands and in front of the whole class go on and on and on about how fluent it was, how much analysis went into that artifact. Okay, maybe I exaggerated just a little bit, but it does give me a confidence boost when I scramble to get things done just to receive an exceptional score on it. Makes me believe that I can do anything, that I could even take on the world. So I'm not up here trying to convince you that procrastination is always a good thing. I do believe it has its time and its place. But just to shed light on the fact that because I procrastinate, it does not make me a bad person or even a bad student. I've worked extremely hard to get where I am academically, even if I chose the path a little harder than my fellow classmates. Now, I just want to leave you in the words of my favorite entertainer, Ellen DeGeneres. Procrastinate now. Don't put it off until later. Thank you.
I think you forgot your jewelry.